This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling. Like, you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that will help us grow. Tonight, I have Lisa joining me to tell me about the many encounters she's had in her life. We start off with a fantastic Min Min story. Lisa then tells me about the horrific encounters she had with an evil spirit in her house. These encounters are pretty terrifying, so you might not want to listen to this one if you have any children around. But before we get into that, let's talk about some iTunes 5-star ratings and reviews. Each week, I read out a new 5-star review that's left for me on iTunes, so if you want your review read out, simply jump on iTunes and leave me a 5-star review, letting me know what you enjoy about the show, and I might just read it out on the next episode. This one comes in from Adriana from Australia. I've always been fascinated in UFOs and strange phenomenon. Your show covers some interesting topics. Keep up the good work and letting people out there know that we're not alone. I'm sure more people will be looking upwards and around them and will see some amazing things to share with us all. Thanks for your program. Love it. And finally, if you want to chat to other listeners of the show, simply jump on Facebook and search for the Believe Paranormal and UFO fan group. We've just ticked over 300 members and it's a great little community, so make sure you go over there and check that out. I'll leave some links in the show notes for you. But that's enough of me talking. Let's get into Lisa's encounters. Tonight I'm joined by Lisa, and Lisa's had a very recent UFO encounter and has also had a couple of ghostly run-ins. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. I'm very excited because we don't really get a lot of ghost encounters on the show. And I'm always really intrigued by ghost encounters because a lot of people don't seem to want to talk about them. But before we get into that one, can you tell me about your UFO encounter from last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember the exact time, but it would have been about mid last year because it was a warm, I remember it being a warm time. Weather-wise, and I had been in Canada. I live about 25 minutes out of the main town, and it would have been about 1 a.m. I was out with my boss, and we'd had a good night, no drinking because I don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs. And anyway, I was driving home. I was about 5 minutes from home, and there's this stretch with a bit of a bend. And I've been driving it for the last 6 years, so I know it very well. And as I'm driving this stretch part, I noticed there was this green glow sort of to my, it was off to my right. And I sort of had a quick look and I looked back to the road and then I looked back to it and it was following beside the car. And I looked back and I quickly looked to the passenger side. I thought, oh, maybe it's a reflection. I had a quick look around the car. I'm like, there's nothing green. And I've looked back at it and I'm trying to keep focus on the road, but look at this thing. And it would have been, it was about car height and about 10, 15 metres like to the right from the car, just in the bush side. And the glow is like a fiery gas glow. But it was so bright, and I can only reference it to the green ghost from Ghostbusters. Like, it was so bright, just a bright green. So I'm watching, and this is all in a matter of maybe five, 10 seconds max. But going along, you know, this stretch of road, I'm watching this thing, watching the road, and I came around the bend. Now, as that bend sweeps around, that green thing should have come out in front of me, and that's what I was waiting for. To cross my path, and it didn't. I didn't see it go anywhere. It just disappeared. And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, well, one of, but yeah.
And what city did this happen in?
It was just outside of Stratford, over Gippsland.
Right, okay. And it was only 15 metres away from you?
It was, yeah. Yeah, it was probably, it was about as big as a garbage bin. Like, you know, the green ones you take out every week. But, yeah, it's hard to explain because I don't have the words. You know, you can't say, oh, it was an aeroplane. You know, and you can say, oh, it was made of metal this and it looked like this. It was just this big glowing ball, just green. It was weird.
Wow, that's really interesting. Did you hear any noise coming from this thing or?
I was too scared to wind my window down.
Look, I don't blame you on that. I think if anything is outside your window, you keep those windows up 100%.
Yeah.
So you didn't hear any noises or you couldn't feel any vibrations, like it was making a loud noise or anything like that?
I didn't hear anything. I couldn't feel anything. Like, I didn't feel any different. In myself, I probably felt a little bit more anxious because I'm like, shit, what's that? But I didn't hear anything. I definitely wasn't game enough to wind the window down. I think just that fear of the unknown, I wasn't ready to open that and, you know, hear anything more than what I was seeing. But no, there wasn't anything, yeah.
Did you encounter any lost time or anything like that?
I was very consciously aware to note how long it took me to get home. Because, you know, once I come around that bend and it disappeared, and I was in my head, I'm like, what was that? What on earth is that? And I'm like, I checked the time on the dash and I checked the time when I got home. I didn't miss any time whatsoever. I didn't feel like, you know, I'd lost anything. I was worried. My biggest thing, like, once I sort of realised what had happened, I was like, oh, what if the car stops? Because I've heard so many stories where the engine stops or the lights off or something, and I really didn't want that to happen. Not out in the middle, you know, of where I was driving. But no, none of that happened, thankfully.
Sounds like you almost had a UFO handbook of the things that you need to be aware of when you do encounter one.
I'm definitely prepared.
So do you think it was a UFO? Was that your first thought when you saw it?
I honestly had no idea what it was because initially when I seen it, I thought, oh, you know, it's a reflection of something like from my car or whatever. And then I realised there's nothing in my car. There's nothing around me. There is nothing at all to explain it. And when I started, because I'm a big person, like I'll research things. If I don't know about something, I'll research it. And the only thing I could come up with is the Min-Min lights. Like nobody knows what they are. They're just lights that follow and, you know, they've been different colours. And I'm like, I wonder if it was that, but then I don't know. I honestly don't know.
We recently had a lady on the show and she encountered a Min-Min light that sounds very similar to yours. I mean, the one that she encountered was about the size of a beach ball, which if you're comparing that to the size of one of a normal wheelie bin that every Australian kind of has, that would be about the same size.
Yeah. And especially with the distance, like, it's hard to tell. You know, I could say it was 10, 15 metres away, but I'm pretty sure the distance. But it could have, you know, it could have been a bit closer, it could have been a bit further. Because I was trying to concentrate on driving because I knew that bend was coming, but I'm also trying to see where's that going, is it coming out in front of me? Because I didn't know if it was a solid object or anything. I just seen this bright green glow.
And was the light quite bright? Like, it was, would it have been blinding to look at?
It wasn't blinding to look at. It didn't illuminate everything that was around it because it was going through trees. So trees didn't light up. And it was solid, like you couldn't see through it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. That's really interesting because when it's a powerful light that is, I guess, radiating out, you would think it would kind of light up the area around it.
Yeah, and that's what I noticed. I'm like, nothing was lighting up around it. You know, you shine a torch and it gives you this glow, like you've got the direct glow where it's heading, but then it illuminates around it as well. And this wasn't doing that. It was, you know, glowing itself but nothing around it.
So what do you think it was? Do you think it was a UFO?
I don't know. The more I read about the Minion lights, I'm like, okay, it seems to go that way. That's the closest I can put it to. You know, if you've got to put it in a box, that's what I can put it into. But as I said, when I came around the corner, expecting it to come in front, it just wasn't there. There was nothing there, and nothing shot up, nothing went anywhere else, because I would have seen it. I would have seen it, but it just disappeared.
Have you heard of any other encounters like that around the area?
No. No. I have heard stories about UFOs over here. Nothing in detail, just that, you know, apparently there's a spot over here that is known for, you know, seeing UFOs in the sky. But I've never heard of, you know, anyone saying, and, you know, small town country, people talk about everything. But, yeah, never heard of anything like that, what I experienced.
It actually sounds like a quite enjoyable encounter because, I mean, you're UFO smart. I'm gonna say that's a term now. You're UFO smart, and you kind of checked off all the boxes to make sure that you did everything that you could to be as safe as you could. And yeah, I mean, you walked away with this incredible encounter. You're unscathed, and you have a great story to tell from it.
Oh yeah. It was, it's like, I'll never forget it. Something I will never forget. I will never forget that image. I'll never forget the colour. Like, the, you know, it's something I like to forget, but it's something that I can't put in the box to say, yeah, it was this. Like, I just can't because I've got no explanation for it whatsoever.
And it's probably nice to have a little bit of mystery remaining around it. Just a nice memory.
Oh, I don't like surprises.
Well, on that, do you want to tell us about your, the ghost encounters that you've had there, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. I've had, yeah, quite a few, but there's two that absolutely stand out. The first one was many years ago. I was only 15. And there were friends that lived at this house, and it was a very old house. And the house was known. Only the females that were, you know, would be at the house. At the back of the house is the laundry, and the toilet is in the laundry. And the laundry door is glass, and it's like that bubble glass, so you can't actually see, but you can see if there's a shadow or whatever.
Yeah, I know the time.
And, yeah, all the girls always would say that they would see a little kid, you know, a little kid standing and just at the outside of the window while they were on the toilet. But everybody, so female and male, could hear footsteps running up and down the hallway at the night time. In the lounge room, so the very front door, that's a glass pane as well, and you've got the lounge room to the left-hand side. If anyone came to the door, the shadow would cast down the hallway, so you'd know constantly there would be a shadow cast down there. Like it would just appear like someone's at the door and you're waiting for someone to knock so you get up and answer. No one would be there. And so many times you get up and check and there'd be nothing there but the shadow of, you know, someone at the doorway.
And was it always a little boy?
The front door seemed to be a lot bigger. The figure in the bathroom was always little, and the footsteps were always little footsteps. So I'm turning my light on because I'm freaking out now, just thinking about it. But, yeah, I never heard the footsteps or seen the shadow myself. But there were plenty of strange things, just little things. But the biggest thing that stands out to me is that the stereo in the lounge room, didn't matter where you were in the house, it would switch on and it was the same song every time. And at that time it was Gwyneth Paltrow had released a song. She did it, I can't remember the fellow she did it with, but she sang it. It was Cruising Together. So I don't know if anyone will remember it, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was always that song, no matter what time it flipped on. It was always that song. And nothing ever explained why or how or anything.
Was it on the radio or was it from a CD that you had or a cassette, something like that?
There was no CD. It wasn't tuned into a – it may have been tuned into a radio station, but we never paid attention to those things. Because it happened, you know, so frequently, it would have been, you know, 2-3 times a week that it happened. And it's just like, what is it? What's happening? Because it was at different times. And we had discussed, like, is, you know, the radio station playing it that much? And, so, you know, lots of conversations that I can't remember 100%, but it definitely wasn't a CD. But it was always the same song.
Yeah, that's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Well, it was weird. It was really weird. But, and, you know, weird things were happening in the house. So stupid ass. There was a couple of males. They were in their early 20s, and there was me and my friend, and she was a couple of years older than me. And we're like, oh, let's get a Ouija board. Yeah.
Oh, that's a red flag for me.
Well, yeah, we thought it would be a great idea. The first, there's a lot of things that came out of it. The first night, not a lot happened. Yeah, I can't sort of remember the nights exactly, but I know the first night, not a lot happened, but there was enough of an interest there. It's like, all right, you know, let's try it again tomorrow. The next night, what I've come to believe from everything, one of the guys that was there, it was one of his good mates when he was younger. He passed away in a motorbike accident. And he was just, you know, asking questions and this glass was moving around, answering them. And I remember him being so emotional about it. And, you know, it was things that none of us knew because we didn't know this guy. So it was things that we couldn't have answered. So that was, a fairly emotional night that night. So we kind of, you know, finished it off and we're like, all right, let's leave it. Let's have a go the next night. The next night, I think it was the third or the fourth night, but anyway, I'd gone over there, we thought we'll have dinner, watch a movie, and then we'll play with this Ouija board. And we're sitting watching this movie, I can't remember what the movie was, but the couch, it was that pink leather, right? So it's not leather, it's that plastic leather stuff. And I'm sitting on the three-seater and I'm in the far right corner, I'm curled up on it comfortable. And the other guys are on the single couches and some beanbags. And I heard this slap, like, you know, it's that material, something lands on it, you hear it. And I thought someone had thrown a bag of lollies or something, so I've just looked to my left and I saw this bum print, like these two bum cheeks sit in and then the back divoted in, like someone had sat next to me.
Oh, you're kidding.
And, oh, every hair has just stood up. I stood up so quickly and screamed. Like, I will never forget that image, like another image that will stay with me forever. And everyone sort of stopped me like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? And it was in that moment I had this massive hot, cold rush. Like, I can't explain that feeling either. It was just so overwhelming. And it was just everything failed at once. And anyway, everyone's like, what's wrong with John? And I'm like, someone sat next to me. And I had cheers, like I couldn't believe what I'd seen. And everyone sort of, you know, oh, you'll be right. You're just imagining things, you know, nothing's happened, you'll be fine. And I didn't sit on that couch. I sat on one of the other chairs. And I was really hesitant, like I didn't want to do, you know, the Ouija thing again. And I'm like, no, I'll just watch, like, I'll sit here. And so they'd all sat down and planned everything and, you know, started on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
On the board, and as soon as the, you know, everyone had their fingers on this glass, and it just shot H-A, and it just kept going. And everyone's like, what? And then, you know, one of my mates like, what are you laughing for? And the glass shot straight to me. Like on the board.
Oh, I just got chills.
I'm sitting, I was like, what? And it sort of reaffirms that, okay, I didn't imagine it. So I was okay, you know, I was like, right, I didn't just see that. And, you know, and then the people that were doing the board and they're like, oh, did you find that funny? And they're like, yes. And then, you know, they're asking further questions along. So, that night when that happened is when that we found out, from the Ouija board, there was a little boy, and he was the one that was playing with the radio. He loved that song. That's what had come out. There was a father, and there was a mum, and they had, you know, passed away from a house fire. Now, we had confirmed, like, later on with research that, yes, there was a house there that had previously burnt down. It was tragic. Family had, you know, passed in that. No one had known that beforehand. That was that night. I never slept in that house after that night. Like, that was it. I was done.
Yeah, wow. I mean, what is everyone's reaction to what just happened?
I think, like, after it was confirmed that, yes, you know, what had happened, what I'd seen and that, I think there was a lot more, I don't want to say calmness, but it was like, okay, what everyone is seeing, what everyone's hearing, yes, it's happening, and this is why. Like, it was an explanation, if that makes sense. Like, it's the same thing. You can put it in a box. You can explain it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I know people are a bit weird, you know, on the Ouija boards and have their different opinions and things like that, but I could not have made this up if I tried. Like, I couldn't. But definitely, I've never touched one since, and I never will. Like, never will. I've heard so many horrible stories since, and I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, look, I've spoken to a handful of paranormal investigators since starting this show, and they all reassure me that it's safe to play with a Ouija board, but I tell you what, you could not get me to do it at all.
No, I'll never do it again.
No. Far out. That's actually quite amazing. And did anyone else see, I guess, what you saw on the couch?
No, because we were watching the end of the movie, and it literally was like it would have been maybe 10, 15 minutes to go on the movie. You know, nobody's seen it. And that really shattered me at that moment because, you know, I was like, I'm not imagining this. Like, it's not in my head. But once everyone had their hand on that glass and that moment happened, like, it was sort of a relief to me that, like, okay, I didn't see that. Like, that really happened. But, yeah, I didn't find it funny, but obviously they did. the spirit. but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always good to have one that's, I guess, got a sense of humour. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're going to get one, you want a nice one.
Yeah, wow. And, I mean, have you had any other ghostly encounters like that?
Nothing to do with the Ouija board. But the second biggest one that I've had, this is only 4 years ago. I was living in this house. No, sorry, it would have been 6 years ago. 6 years ago, anyway. Just moved into the house. I've been there for quite a while. Just under a year. Anyway, when you walk in the front door, to your left immediately is the open lounge wood heater. There's a wall that divides it from the kitchen, which is a massive open kitchen. To the right-hand side is a hallway, and that leads down to all the bedrooms. But on the left-hand side in the lounge room, there's a doorway that goes out to the garage, right? That garage was converted into a large room, and that's where I decided I want my bedroom to be, in that large garage. And like I said, you know, been living there for under a year, but long enough, never noticed anything, you know, everything was fine. But it was, again, it went over a few nights. On the very first night, I was fast asleep and I woke up to like a slap on the back of my neck. And my immediate thought was, shit, spider, huntsman. And I started slapping myself and sort of sat up. And the garage had windows that went along the top. So, you know, the moonlight lit up in the room. So I sat up and I sort of brushed my pillow and I thought, oh, you know, get it off my bed. And I didn't see anything and I'm like, all right, you know, it's on the floor, doesn't matter. And went back to sleep. And I couldn't tell you how long I was, you know, out for, but the slap happened again. And I sat up this time and I ducked right to my door and switched the light on. And I sort of looked around. There's no spiders. There's nothing. And I was like, okay. I didn't like that feeling of it happening again on the back of my neck. Anyway.
Did you feel like something was up that night?
I didn't know at that stage. But I just knew, I was like, I didn't like that feeling. You know, a slap on the back of the neck, like, you know, it just... Especially, you know, because I thought, oh, shit, he's a huntsman. Like, no one wants a spider in their bed.
No, not at all.
No. So I sort of was like, all right, go back to sleep. So went back to sleep. That's all right. The second night, I remember I woke up. I was asleep on my back. And I don't know what woke me, but I just opened my eyes and I was so stiff. Like, I couldn't move if I tried. But there was this very, very heavy breath from the far right of where my bed was, where the garage door should have been, but it was a wall. And there was four deep breaths and they were so loud. And I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I was so frightened. And it just stopped. And I just, even thinking about it now, like, it makes me want to tear up. And I sort of, I didn't want to move. Like, you know, once it had finished, I didn't even want to go out of bed, nothing. So I just lay there for so long until I fell asleep. And then, you know, get up the next morning, I'm just like, right, I don't like what's happening here, and sort of went to work and did all that. That's all right, come back home. Stupid me. Third night, jump into bed, go to sleep. And again, same thing. I don't know what it is that woke me, but again, on my back, and I just woke up, frozen, hearing this deep breath, again, four of the deepest breaths so loud. But this time, it was on my left, right next to my bed, right next to me.
Oh, like, wow.
I remembering that moment really gives me chills.
Were you able to see anything there?
I did not turn my head. I did not move, nothing. Like, I was so still. I was so petrified. So many things running through my head. I'm like, please don't take my blanket off. Like, I just thought, you know, if my blanket gets ripped off or anything like that, like, I will, you know, I'll crap myself. I didn't want to look because I was so petrified of what I might see. I just stayed there, you know, and again, it was those four deep breaths.
And it was the same breaths that you heard the night before?
Same breaths I heard the night before. Could not, yeah, like, the only difference was that this time, instead of being in the far right corner of the room, it was right next to my bed, right next to me.
Yeah,
like, wow. I know if something was there, if I had have, you know, put my hand out, I would have touched it. I did not want to know what it was.
Yeah, no, it's probably better because it could be one of those scenarios that, you know, if you start to acknowledge this thing, that it just welcomes itself into your life.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't even like talking about it because I'm like, I don't want it to come back. Like, that absolutely petrifies me. To think to ever experience that again. But yeah, so that was night three. Night four, I had made the decision. I was sleeping in the lounge room with that garage door shut. But it was a bit early on in the night, so I've got two boys and we'd finished dinner and sat, watched a movie, and I was laying in front of the wood heater. And the movie had finished, and I said to my youngest, he's only 3.5, maybe 4, just gorgeous little kid, and I'm like, oh, can you go and get Mum's pillow for me, please? Her dad's over parent, like, I'll send my kids before I go in. And, oh, yeah. So he's gone in, and he comes out, and he's got this giggle smirky face, and as he hands the pillow to me, he goes, the man tried to get it off me.
Oh no.
I shit you not, I went white. I felt all the blood drain from me, and I sat up and I said, what did you just say? And my reaction to him, like, he must have thought he did something bad, because he immediately just looked down at his feet, and I said, what did you say? And he goes, the man on the bed, he tried to get it off me. And I'm just like, okay, time for bed. And I stood up, I shut the door, like the garage door, immediately to the bedroom, and I went and put them in bed. And I'm still trying to process what my little kid just said to me, like, what's going on? So I put them to bed and I've come back into the lounge and I rang my mum straight away. Because I'd spoken to my mum, I think it was on night two or night three. It must have been night three. And I told her, look, this is happening. And she, you know, had said, you know, don't sleep in there. Anyway, so I called her and I'm on the phone to her and I've gone over everything, told her what had happened. And she's like, wow. Like, you know, we're just having our conversation. Mid-conversation in the kitchen. So there's the wall there that's separating the lounge to the kitchen. In the kitchen, clear as day, I heard this tarp, because my boys, they had a tarp tent set up in there. It was dragged, like I heard the tarp drag on the kitchen floor.
You're joking.
And I just, I wish I was. My heart sunk. I was like, Mum. And she's like, what's happened? And I told her what I heard. And she's like, Lisa, turn all the lights on. You need to check what's going on. And, you know, so I've turned all the lights on and I've walked around the corner. And this blue tent tarp was on the other side. So it would have been 4 metres across from where it was. But it was peaked at the top, like it had been picked up from the top and taken across. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. Yeah.
And I couldn't believe what I was looking at, what I was seeing. Like, it just, yeah, my brain couldn't fathom, because again, it's like, you know, an apple didn't fall on the floor, you know, a picture didn't just fall off the hook. Like, this is something dragged across the room. There's nobody in there, there's no pets, there's no nothing, nothing whatsoever to explain how that happened. So fair to say, the next day I went to a health shop and got some sage and, yeah, went through every room and made sure I smoked them right out.
Wow.
The lady at the shop, she had said to me, and this is the biggest thing, the lady at the shop, I explained everything to her, and she had said to me, do you have any mirrors in your room? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I've got this massive 1 meter by meter, you know, it's a really beautiful gold framed mirror.
Is it a bit of an antique mirror?
No, wasn't antique, just looks fancy. And she said, you need to turn it facing backwards or cover it. And I'm like, okay. And I did. And nothing else happened ever since I did that. So now, you know, I don't care what it is. Any mirror I've ever had is always facing the other way at night time. All doors to bathrooms are shut. And I've never had a problem since. But, and I don't know if that's just, you know, just me hoping that that was it. But
far out. Have you heard of the theory that mirrors hold energy for ghosts?
Yeah. Yep. They're a doorway.
Yeah.
I remember reading, kind of was on YouTube or reading an article or something, but there is a handprint. A lady had woken up in her house and she had a big hallway mirror. And she woke up one morning and there was a handprint on it. And she went and got her cleaning stuff to clean it. But when she did that, she realised that the handprint was from the inside of the glass, not on the outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So since you did that to the mirror and you kind of, I guess, put sage all the way through the house, have you had any other encounters with that entity?
Not with that entity, not at that house, nothing that drastic. My little fella, though, he had a lot of sleeping issues, like a lot. You know, he's just this little kid. And it was really, my gosh, it used to drive me nuts because he was constantly in bed with me or in bed with his brother. He'd never sleep alone. And, you know, I kind of cracked the shit on it. I'm like, why won't you sleep on your own? You know, it's just driving us insane. And he just purely and innocently said, I hate the people watching me sleep.
Oh, wow.
And it was a massive hit to my heart. I thought, shit, you know, this kid is petrified of sleeping on his own because obviously, you know, I wholeheartedly believe kids are as pure as anything. The energy they have when they come in here, I believe that they are, you know, open. The energies are open to a lot more than what we are as adults. You know, once the world starts impacting on us, you know, we start to sort of lose that connection.
Yeah, I agree.
But for him to say that, and he's, you know, 4 years old, I was like, wow, okay. You know, all right, sleep with me, sleep with your brother, I don't care as long as you feel like you're safe. And, you know, I have spoken to a couple of people in regards to that, you know, when he was younger, how can I help him with that? And some people have made comments, well, you know, why don't you try and show him that it's not scary and that, it may, you know, he's got this gift that he can help. And I'm like, for a four-year-old child, he doesn't need to know that.
No,
like if he's
not
got
at
that
all.
In his teenage years, he can manage, you know, he can learn to manage that on his own. But at 4 years old, when you're scared to sleep because people are watching you, then don't. I'm not going to let you, you know, be like, oh, it's okay, you know, because I don't know, I can't see, so I don't know what he's seen. So I can't say it's okay. But, yeah, he doesn't have that problem anymore, thank God.
Oh, wow, that's good then.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you for coming on the show because those are some absolutely, they're powerful stories, the ones that you've shared with us tonight.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I absolutely love hearing your stories that you've had, and it's good to be able to share these experiences with people, you know, that acknowledge it and that enjoy them, you know.
Yeah, and I hope someone absolutely takes something positive from this episode. You know, what you've said, you know, you may have just helped someone who's in a very similar situation and, you know, they might have picked up something that might be able to help them.
Oh, I hope so. cover your mirrors.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.